Today, as you know, is Resurrection Sunday.
今天大家都知道是复活的主日。
And Resurrection Sunday is the day when we remember that Jesus rose from the dead.
在复活的主日，我们就纪念耶稣从死里复活。
And as Jesus was raised from the dead, one day we will also be raised from the dead.
因为耶稣从死里复活，有一天我们也会从死里复活。
We will have a resurrected body.
我们将会有一个复活的身体。
The same kind of body Jesus had after he rose from the dead.
跟耶稣在复活以后的身体是一样的。
A very powerful body.
是一个很有强而有力的身体。
And no more sin.
不再有罪了。
No more pain.
不再有疼痛。
No more tears.
不再有眼泪。
I wish I had this body now.
我多么希望我现在就有这样的一个身体。
I think most, if not all of you, wish to have this body now.
我相信你们大部分的人都希望拥有这样一个身体。
Because the body we have right now is so frail and so weak.
因为我们现在所拥有的身体是何等的软弱。
With so many physical limitations.
在我们所能够做的事情上有许多的限制。
How many of you, when you wake up, there are aches and pains all over?
你们多少位在起床的时候呢，会全身疼痛呢？
And then when you take exams, you forget what you studied.
然后你在考试的时候就忘记了你所读的东西。
In fact, right now, I wish I had this resurrected body.
其实我现在就希望我拥有这个复活的身体。
Because this afternoon, I had to be at two places at the same time.
因为今天下午我应当在两个不同的地点出现。
I'm supposed to be at Tengah BP Church also.
我本来应该在登嘉堂的。
Am I supposed to be here?
我也应该要来这里。
I was double booked.
我就是本来是就两个教会都叫我去证道。
I do not know how it got miscommunicated or got mixed up.
我不晓得这样的混乱为什么会出现。
But the fault is mine. I got mixed up.
但是错是在我，是因为我把它弄乱了。
Actually, Tengah did invite me. I put it down already in my calendar. I wrote it down.
登嘉堂的确有邀请我，我也记下来了，在我的日历上。
And then Clement also told me you're supposed to be here.
然后周传道告诉我，你应当来到帐幕堂。
But then I thought Tengah was tabernacle.
但是我以为登嘉堂就是帐幕堂。
I do not know how I misread when I look at my calendar. Tengah, I read as tabernacle.
那我也不晓得我在看日历的时候为什么把登嘉读成是帐幕堂。
So I got all mixed up.
所以我就有点混乱了。
And then just before I left my house to come here,
我刚刚要离开家里来到帐幕堂的时候，
telephone rang.
电话就响起了。
You're supposed to be here in Tengah.
你应该在我们登嘉堂的。
I said, I can't be there in, you know, I can't be there because I have to be here.
我说我不能够去登嘉堂，我必须要去帐幕堂。
So I reallywished I had the resurrection body.
所以我现在很希望我拥有这个复活的身体。
2 p.m. I can go to Tengah.
下午两点我可以在登嘉堂。
Immediately after preaching, zoop, I'll be here.
然后证道之后我就马上可以来到这里。
You see, there are all these things in our life right now, and also we struggle not only with physical limitations, but also with our sin.
我们不只因为这些局限而要苦苦挣扎，我们也因着我们的罪而挣扎。
And how we groan within us to have the resurrection body.
还有我们身体里面就会有这样的声音，我们多希望拥有这个复活的身体。
I really had to apologize to Tengah BP Church because I said I have to be here.
我必须要向登嘉堂道歉，因为告诉他们我需要来到帐幕堂。
They have no baptism there. There's baptism here.
因为在他们那里没有举行洗礼，在这里却有。
And you need an ordained minister to baptize.
你需要一个受膏的牧者来举行这个洗礼的仪式的。
So I'm glad that Preacher Clement will be ordained very soon.
所以我也很高兴，周传道不久就要安立为牧师了。
Next month, God willing.
就在下个月主愿意的话
at the FEBC graduation,
就在远东神学院的毕业典礼上。
I pray the Lord will move you to accept him and receive him as pastor of this church.
我祷告主会感动你们的心来接受他为这个教会的牧者。
So that He will conduct the baptism next year.
所以明年他将会主持这个洗礼仪式。
And of course, conduct the Lord's Supper as well.
还有主持我们擘饼纪念主的仪式。
Yes, the church needs a full-time and a steady pastor.
是的，一个教会需要一个全时间、一个很稳定的一个牧者。
And I think the Lord is very gracious to provide you with one.
我相信主是充满恩典的，赐下这样一个牧者给你们。
Dengah BP Church has no pastor now.
登加堂现在没有牧师。
They are also desperately looking for one.
他们也在极力的在找。
But it's not easy to find the right fit.
但是要找到适合的，并不是很容易。
So I told them you have to pray very hard.
所以告诉他们要多多的祷告。
The Lord will send one to you that will be suitable.
主会给你们一个是适合你们的牧者。
So who is preaching there right now?
现在谁在那里正道呢？
Well, I'm glad we have some of our students over there.
我很高兴我们有些远东神学院的学生在登嘉堂。
And Dengah is sponsoring some of our students.
登嘉也赞助了我们一些学生。
And one of them is a senior student.
其中一个是资历比较深的学生。
From mainland China.
是来自中国的。
But he speaks English very well.
但是他讲的一口很流利的英语。
He's about to graduate already, 4 years in FEBC.
他在远东神学院已经4年，即将要毕业。
So I told the elder there who called me, ask Fu Zheng to preach.
所以我告诉登嘉堂的长老，叫傅正去传道。
This is the order of the principal.
这是校长给他的指示。
He has 5 minutes to prepare his sermon.
他只有5分钟去准备他的讲道。
Well, FEBC students are trained to preach at any time.
所以远东神学院的学生受的训练都是能够随时去证道。
There's one time I kena.
我有一次也遭遇到同样的东西。
Suddenly I was called to preach because the pastor was very sick.
突然间我也被叫去证道，因为牧师病得很重。
I only had 5 minutes to prepare.
我也只有5分钟去准备。
So Clement, you must be ready at any time.
所以周传道，你要做好准备，随时来证道。
So all these things remind us how weak we are and how limited we are.
这一些事情就提醒我们自己是多么的软弱，多么是有限制的。
But we thank the Lord for the good news of the resurrection.
但是我们要感谢主，我们有这个复活的好消息。
That is the highest point of the gospel.
这是福音的最高点。
It is the resurrection of the Lord Jesus.
就是主耶稣基督的复活。
Because if Jesus died for us,
因为倘若耶稣为我们的罪而死,
and he did not rise up,
但是他却没有从死里复活,
then his death would have been in vain, would be useless.
因为那么他的死就是徒然的了。
No resurrection, no salvation.
没有复活, 就没有救恩了。
And you'll be wasting your time here.
倘若你来这里也是在浪费你的时间。
And the Apostle Paul said, we are of all people in the world most miserable.
使徒保罗也说我们会比众人更加可悲。
We'll still be in our sins.
我们还会在罪里面。
But the good news is the resurrection is a fact.
但是好消息是这个复活是一个事实。
It truly happened.
它真正的发生了。
And there's no doubt about it.
是毫无疑问的。
So the Lord Jesus died on a Friday and he was put in a tomb before the Sabbath, before Saturday.
那么主耶稣基督是在星期五, 被钉死的，那么他的身体就安放在坟墓里。
On Friday, he was 6 hours on the cross.
在星期五，他被悬挂在十字架上6个小时。
9 in the morning to 3 in the afternoon.
从早上9点到下午3点。
And then Joseph of Arimathea, as well as Nicodemus, quickly went to take down the body of Jesus before sunset, before Sabbath came.
那么亚利马太的约瑟和尼哥底母赶快在日落之前，在安息日到来之前，把耶稣的身体拿下来。So
on Friday he was placed in a tomb.
所以在星期日他就被安放在坟墓里了。That's
counted as one day.
那就是第一天。On
Saturday he was all day in the tomb.
And
then early morning, first day of the week, which is a Sunday, he rose from the dead.
七日的头一日, 就是星期天, 清晨, and
this is an indisputable fact.
And
we read in verse 3, it says here, to whom also he, that is the Lord Jesus, he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God.
使徒行传第一章第三节, 他就是耶稣基督受害之后, 用许多的凭据, 将自己活活地显给使徒看, 40天之久, 向他们显现, 讲说神国的事。
So Jesus publicly revealed and showed himself alive after his passion, his sufferings, and crucifixion by many infallible proofs.
所以耶稣在他受害被钉死之后, 用许多的凭据将自己活活地显给众人看。
And he was seen of his disciples for 40 days.
那么有40天这么久, 他的门徒都看到他。
And not only did they see the Lord with their own eyes,
他们不止亲眼看到主耶稣基督,
take note that Jesus was not a ghost.
我们要注意耶稣不是一个魂,
he was flesh and bones.
他是有骨有肉的。
And he told Thomas, who was doubting, you handle my hands and see that I am tangible.
他对那个充满疑惑的多马说, 你来摸我手上的钉痕。
You can see the nail prints in my hands.
你可以看到我手上的钉痕。
And you can also touch my side, the spear went through here.
你可以看到我的肋旁也有。
And see that I am the very same Jesus who was crucified on the cross.
你可以看到我就是同样那个被钉死的耶稣。
I died, but now I'm alive again.
我死了，但是我现在复活了。
And this is not just once or twice. He appeared to his disciples a period of 40 days.
不是一次或两次, 在长达40天之久, 他向门徒显现。
And it is an indisputable fact.
这是我们不能够否定的事实。
Of course, there are those who try to tell a lie and or concoct a lie to dispel this truth.
当然有人会捏造一个谎言要来否定这个事实。
So in those days, the Jewish leaders, the chief priests and the scribes and the Pharisees who put Jesus on the cross, they say, oh, his disciples stole his body and took his body away.
在那时候那些犹太的宗教领袖祭司长和文士 就捏造了一个谎言说他的门徒把他的身体偷走了。
But this is impossible.
但这是不可能的。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because the disciples, what kind of men were they?
这些门徒是怎么样的一群人呢?
They were cowards.
他们是很胆小的。
When Jesus was seized at the garden and taken away, where were they? They all fled.
因为当耶稣在那个克西马尼院被抓走的时候, 他们全部逃跑了。
And then even Peter denied the Lord 3 times that night.
彼得甚至就在那个晚上3次不认主。
And when Jesus was on the cross at Calvary, where were they? They were nowhere to be seen.
当耶稣被钉在加略山的十字架上, 他们在哪里呢? 都看不见人影。
Only some of the believing women, the sisters, were there.
就有一些相信耶稣的妇女在十字架那里。
They were cowards.
这群门徒是非常胆小的。
How could they have gone to steal the body of Jesus?
他们怎么可能把耶稣的尸体偷走呢?
Also, it is quite impossible for them to steal even if they wanted to.
就算他们打算这样做也是不可能的。
Because the tomb, as you know, was guarded by Roman guards,
因为这个,
Roman soldiers.
因为这个坟墓是被罗马兵丁看守的。
The Sanhedrin, the chief priests, they knew Jesus had said, on the third day I will rise. So they themselves asked Pilate, please send guards to secure the tomb.
因为公会和大祭司听在耶稣生前耶稣说过第三天他会复活，所以这些大祭司就呼吁比拉多去派多一些罗马兵丁来看守这个坟墓。
And Pilate sent a Roman unit.
比拉多就派遣了一群罗马兵士。
And a unit comprises between 4 to 16 soldiers.
这个单位呢就有大概4到16个罗马士兵。
All fully armored.
他们装备了全部的武装
With all their weapons,
带着武器
guarding the tomb,
看守这个坟墓
Even if the disciples suddenly picked up courage to go to the tomb to steal or take the body of Jesus,
就算门徒突然间鼓起勇气去到坟墓要拿那个尸体
Could they succeed?
他们会成功吗？
You know the disciples, most of them were fishermen.
你知道这些门徒大部分的人都是渔夫。
They were not professional soldiers.
他们不是专业的兵士。
They are only good with the fishing rod.
他们拿鱼竿就很厉害。
Oh, sorry, fishing net.
对不起，是渔网。
But these are hardened Roman soldiers.
但是看守坟墓的是那些强硬的罗马士兵。
Experts in warfare.
他们打仗经历很丰富的。
So Roman soldiers versus.Right. Let's say they have 16 Roman soldiers versus 11 fishermen disciples. Who will win?
16个罗马士兵呢与11个渔夫的门徒对立，谁会赢呢？
The answer is obvious.
答案是很明显的。
There's no way Jesus' body could have been stolen by the disciples.
门徒完全没有可能去把耶稣的尸体偷出来。
So it is a fact.Jesus rose from the dead.
所以耶稣从死里复活是一个事实。
And one proof that Jesus rose from the dead was the very fact that the disciples, after Jesus rose from the dead, their lives were totally changed, turned around.
某一个凭据就是耶稣从死里复活呢，就是门徒的生命彻底的改变了。
No longer were they cowards, they became very courageous.
他们不再是胆小懦弱的，他们非常的勇敢。
Jesus appeared to them and showed himself and then also taught them many things concerning the kingdom of God.
主耶稣基督向他们显现并且教导他们许多关于神国的事。
And after that, they were full of faith.
过后他们就充满了信心了。
And were very courageous even to lay down their lives for the Lord Jesus, for the sake of the gospel.
就变得非常的勇气，为着耶稣，为着福音的缘故，甘愿舍下他们的生命。
So all the disciples, the apostles of Christ, they died a martyr's death.
所以耶稣的使徒，耶稣的门徒，他们都殉道而死了。
They went everywhere without trembling, without fear. They boldly declared the resurrection of the Lord Jesus.
他们到处去，完全不害怕，很大胆的把耶稣复活的事告诉其他的人。
And Peter finally had to pay with his life.
彼得最后也殉道而死。
Tradition tells us he was crucified upside down.
根据传统呢，他是被钉，他是倒转被钉在十字架的。
Andrew also was crucified.
安德烈也是这样。
And he was crucified on an X-shaped cross.
他的十字架是一个X 型的。
James was the first one. He was beheaded.
雅各是第一个第一个殉道的使徒，他被砍下头。
And then John was the last.
约翰是最后一个。
And tradition tells us he was put into a boiling pot of oil.
根据传统呢，他是被放在很滚烫的油里的。
How were they able to go through all this?
他们怎么能够忍受这一切呢？
The only reason is because they have seen the resurrected Lord.
唯一的理由就是他们看见这位复活的救主了。
And then his words concerning the kingdom gave them great faith to do the kingdom mission and the kingdom work of spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ.
还有耶稣所教导他们关于神国的事，给予他们很大的勇气，来去完成这神国所应当做的事。
So Jesus rose from the dead.
所以耶稣从死里复活了。
And after he rose from the dead, he ascended into heaven.
他从死里复活以后，他升天了。
And this we read in verse 9.
这我们可以在第九节看到。
Says here, and when he had spoken these things, While they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight.
说了这话，他们正看的时候，他就被取上身，与一朵云彩把他接去，便看不见他了。
So Jesus is no longer on earth; he is now in heaven.
耶稣现在不在这个世界上，他在天堂里。
And now in heaven, what is he doing?
他在天堂里做了什么呢？
Well, we know that now in heaven, he is sitting at the right hand of God, sitting on his throne, ruling over all.
我们知道他现在坐在上帝的右手边，坐在他的宝座上，来掌管这一切。
He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
他是万王之王，万主之主。
And he should also be sitting on his throne in our hearts.
他也应该坐在我们心里的宝座。
And ruling and reigning over us.
来掌管我们生命的一切。
And not only is he King of Kings and Lord of Lords right now, he is also Great High Priest.
耶稣不只是万王之王、万主之主，他也是那大祭司。
And he is our Great High Priest to hear all our prayers and petitions to him.
他是我们的大祭司，他聆听我们一切的祷告、我们的祈求。
And he knows how to help us in our time of need.
他知道在我们需要的时刻，他知道如何帮助我们。
Jesus right now in heaven is fully God, and he is still also 100% man.
在天堂里的耶稣现在是完全的神，也是完全的人。
And Jesus lived for 33.5 years on earth.
耶稣在这个世界上活了33年半。
And he was tested and tempted in all points, like as we are, yet without sin.
他受到许许多多的试探，却没有犯罪。
The physical limitations, infirmities we go through, he also went through.
我们身体的软弱，身体的限制，他也经历了。
Only one difference, he never sinned in thought, in word, in deed, in any way.
唯一不同的就是他不管是思想、言语、行为都没有犯罪。
But he knows the struggles we go through in the flesh.
但是他知道我们在肉身里我们的挣扎。
And so when we pray to him right now and ask him to help us,
所以当我们现在向他祷告，求他帮助我们。
He is very sympathetic.
他会非常同情我们。
He feels for us. He's empathetic. He feels for us.
他感受到我们所经历的。
He feels with us.
他与我们经历一切我们所经历的。
And he, as our great physician, knows how to prescribe the right spiritual medicine to help us in our time of need.
他作为我们这至大的医者，他知道在属灵上如何来医治我们。
So now that Jesus ascended, he is still there working for us.
所以耶稣升天在天堂里继续的来帮助我们。
And then the Lord also said, In my Father's house are many mansions. I go and prepare a place for you.
耶稣告诉我们在父那里有许多住处，他去是为我们预备一个地方。
What a hardworking Savior we have.
我们这个救主是何等的勤劳的。
He worked so hard for us when he was here on earth.
他在世界上的时候为我们做工。
Even now in heaven, he is working.
就算现在在天堂，他也为着我们。
Hearing our prayers.
他听我们的祷告。
Helping us in our time of need.
在我们需要的时候帮助我们。
And then preparing a mansion in heaven for each one of us.
并且在天堂为我们每个人预备一个地方。
How can we not believe and worship and serve this God and Savior we have?
我们应当来崇拜，应当来相信，来侍奉这位救主。
That's why we are here this morning.
所以今天下午我们就在这里。
But the Lord Jesus, although now in heaven, he is waiting to come back.
但是主耶稣基督现在在天堂，他在等待，因为他将会再回来。
Well, it has been 2,000 years since he ascended to heaven.
主耶稣基督升天到现在已经2000年了。
Although 2,000 years already, please don't say it is so long he has forgotten and he will not be coming back.
虽然已经2000年，不要说哦，这么长的时间他已经忘记，他不会再回来了。
There are scoffers in the last days that will say this.
在末世的时候呢，就有这些讥诮的人会这么说。
But we know that Jesus will keep his promise.
但是我们知道主必会守他所。
And why is he waiting?
主会守下他的承诺，为什么他在等待呢？
Well, in 2 Peter chapter 3,
彼得后书就给了我们答案。
In 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 7 to 9, we read,
在彼得后书第三章第七到第九节。
But the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is longsuffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance.
彼得后书第3章第7到第9节。 但现在的天地还是凭着那命存留，直留到不敬虔之人受审判，遭沉沦的日子，用火焚烧。亲爱的弟兄啊，有一件事你们不可忘记，就是主看一日如千年，千年如一日。主所应许的尚未成就，有人以为他是单言，其实不是单言，乃是宽容你们，不愿有一个人沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。
The world is really ready and ripe for judgment.
这个世界已经是应当受到审判的时候了。
But the Lord is so good and so patient.
但是主仍然是非常有耐心，是宽容他们的。
Waiting for sinners to repent of their sin and come to Him for forgiveness.
他在等待罪人来认罪悔改。
So thank God, two today have confessed your faith in the Lord Jesus.
我们感谢主，今天有两位弟兄姐妹在众人面前承认他们的信心。
Good thing you have done it in good time, because if the Lord comes back, no more chance.
很好，你及时的这么做了。如果主再回来，你就没有机会来受洗了。
Or when you die without confessing the Lord Jesus, it will be too late.
或者你在死前还没有来认耶稣为你的救主，也是太迟了。
So if there's anyone here who is still an unbeliever and outside of God's kingdom, you have heard the good news. Quickly, right now, don't harden your heart. Today, when you hear His voice, believe and be saved.
我们当中倘若还有人还没有来相信耶稣，不要再僵硬你的心了。今天你聆听他的声音，今天就来相信他。
In True Life BP Church, I have a number of people who come. And they come every Sunday, about 4 or 5 of them, but still not yet believing in the Lord Jesus.
在真生命堂，我的教会呢，就有四五个，大概四五个人，每个主日都来主的圣殿，但是却还没有相信他。
It's interesting, they come Sunday after Sunday to hear the word of God.
有趣的是，他们是每个主日到来来听神的话语。
But still refuse to believe.
但是仍然坚持不肯来相信。
So after the worship service this morning, I met the wife of one of these men.
所以今天早上在崇拜之后呢，我遇到当中其中一个人的妻子。
The wife is a believer.
她的妻子是一个信徒。
Very devout and very faithful believer.
是一个非常忠心敬虔的基督徒。
She has been praying for her husband.
她一直在为丈夫的救恩祷告。
And the husband comes with her to church already about 5-6 years.
丈夫是每个主日都与她来教会，大概有6年了。
But still not believing.
但是还没有来信耶稣。
So I asked her, "How is he this morning?"
今天早上我就问这位妻子，你先生怎么样了？
And the wife told me he likes to come.
她太太说她喜欢来教会。
He wants to listen to God's word preached.
他喜欢来听神的话语被传讲。
But at the same time, he also criticized.
但是他同一时候也在那里批评。
What to be a Christian? This cannot, that cannot.
他会说要做基督徒，不能做这个，也不能做那个。
Of course, in my preaching, I preach a lot of thou shalt not.
当然，在我正道的时候，常常告诉他们有些事基督徒不能做的。
The Bible has a lot of thou shalt not.
因为圣经有许多这样的告诉我们，你不应当这样做。
God gave 10 commandments. How many of them are thou shalt not?
神给了十诫，有多少个是你不应当这样做的？
So he didn't like that, you know, the Christian faith forbids him to do this and that. He still wants the world, you see.
他不喜欢这个基督教的信仰呢，很多东西阻止他去。 他阻止他去做很多事，他还要这个世界。But
the wife told him, "You better quickly believe."
但是他的太太告诉他，你最好快点来。You
don't believe, you go to hell, you know.
你不相信你会去地狱，你知道吗？
Judgment comes, then it's too late.
当审判到来的时候，已经太迟了。
And then the wife told me, when he hears that, he gets very frightened.
那太太，他的太太告诉我，当他听到这样的一句话，他会感到害怕。
I said, good.
我说好。
Keep telling him that.
继续的告诉他。
And pray for him.
并且为他祷告。
But there are such people.
但是在教会里是有这样的一群人。
And yet God is so patient with these people.
但是神对这一群人却存有长久忍耐的心。
So long-suffering.
是存有长久忍耐的心。
And God is still waiting. I pray, but don't test the patience of God.
神还在等待，但是不要去考验神的耐心。
If the Lord is speaking to you right now, quickly repent and believe in the Lord Jesus.
如果神今天与你说话，赶快的来认罪悔改，来相信耶稣为你个人的救赎。
And the prayer of faith to say, Lord Jesus, please save me, will save you.
这样一个凭着信心的祷告，跟主说：“主啊，求你来拯救我，主必会救你。”
So the Lord Jesus is risen, He is ascended, and He will return one day.
所以我们知道主耶稣基督复活升天，他有一天将会再来。
And this we read from verse 10 and 11.
我们可以在第10和11节看到。
And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven.
使徒行传第1章第10到11节，当他往上去，他们定睛望天的时候。 忽然有两个人身穿白衣，站在旁边说：“加利利人啊，你们为什么站着望天呢？这离开你们被接升天的耶稣，你们见他怎么样往天上去，他还要怎么样来？”
Please know that Jesus is going to come back, and when he comes back, it will be physical, it will be visible, it will be glorious.
我们知道，当主再来的时候，是以他肉身回来的，我们可以看到，那将是非常荣耀的。
In the same way he was taken up, he will also come back in the same way, physical, visible, and glorious.
他如何被取上去，他会以同样的方式回来的，以肉身回来，我们能够看到，并且是非常荣耀的。
And why do I say this or emphasize this?
我为什么要刻意强调这一点呢?
It's because there are those who say Jesus had already come.
因为有些人说耶稣已经再来了。
And he has come secretly. Or he has come spiritually. No, Jesus is not yet come. Because when he comes, it will not be in secret. He will come publicly. And it will not be spiritually. He will come physically. And he will come with all his glory and power to judge.
他再来的时候是非常荣耀的，带着权柄力量来审判世界。
It is going to be the same Jesus, and he will come back to the same place he went up from.
这耶稣会以同样的方式到来，回到他升天的地方。
In verse 12, we read here that they were on the Mount of Olives when the ascension took place.
第12节告诉我们，耶稣升天的地方是橄榄山。
So the angels say the Lord Jesus will come down in like manner, and not only in like manner, he will come down and step on the same mountain, the same place.
天使告诉他们，耶稣怎么样往天上去，他也要这样来，他的脚会踏在橄榄山上。
The Mount of Olives.
橄榄山上。
And when Jesus steps on the Mount of Olives, when he returns, this mountain will split in two.
当耶稣再回来，脚踏在橄榄山上的时候，这山将会一分为二。
And we read of this in Zechariah chapter 14, verse 4. You can read it for yourselves.
我们可以在撒迦利亚书14章第4节读到，你可以自己去读。
The Mount of Olives is the second coming mountain.
这个橄榄山是耶稣第二次再回来的山。
So last December, when we were in the Holy Land, we went to see, we were on Mount of Olives.
所以去年的十二月，我们去圣地的时候，我们就去到橄榄山。
It is still one mountain, right? Not yet split into two.
它还是一个整座的一座山，还没有一分为二。
But one day it will split into two.
但是有一天它就会一分为二了。
And that's when Jesus comes back. 也就是, but Jesus is not back yet.
也就是当主耶稣基督再回来的时候。
And when Jesus comes back, he's going to set up his kingdom here on earth.
当主再回来的时候，他会在这个世界上立下他的国。
Yes, Jesus is ruling in heaven, but one day he must rule on earth.
对，耶稣现在在天堂是执政的，将来有一天他也在地上执政。
One day when he comes, he will make the nation of Israel great again.
当他再来的时候，他将会使以色列国再一次成为强国。
And this was the question the disciples had for the Lord Jesus before he went up.
而门徒就在耶稣升天之前呢，就问他这个问题了。
For in verse 6 we read, When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel, or the kingdom to Israel?
因为在使徒行传第一章第六节，他们聚集的时候，门徒就问耶稣，主啊，你复兴以色列国就在这时候吗？
The kingdom of Israel, the nation of Israel at that point in time was...Under subjection, the Romans were ruling over the Jews.
这以色列国在那时候呢，是由罗马统治的。
Now is it time for you to restore Israel to its glory and its power, and then you will be ruling over us and over the whole world?
所以门徒就问，你会再使以色列强盛吗？然后你就在以色列做王，掌管整个世界吗？
Now Jesus did not chide them for asking the wrong question or a stupid question.
但是耶稣并没有责备他们问了一个错误的问题或者是一个很愚蠢的问题。
Actually, they asked a good question, a valid question.
其实他们这个问题呢是有相关的。
Because all the promises God gave to the nation of Israel must be fulfilled by the nation of Israel.
因为神许下了许多的承诺给以色列国，也要这个国家去成就。
Jesus must sit on the throne of his father David to rule over Israel and over the whole world.
因为耶稣要坐在大卫王的宝座上，要在以色列和整个世界执政。
We don't see him doing this right now.
今天我们还没有看到他这么做。
So when, Lord?
所以门徒就问主啊，什么时候
？Verse 7, Jesus said, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power.
所以在第七节耶稣就对他们说父凭着自己的权柄所定的时候日期不是你们可以知道的。
So in God's wisdom, he doesn't tell us the day, the month, the year.
所以在神的智慧里他并没有告诉我们那个日期耶稣什么时候会再来。
God wants us to be ready for the Lord's coming All the time.
主要我们随时做好准备迎接主耶稣基督的再来。
And he can come back at any time.
主耶稣基督可以在任何时候回来。
And the very fact that the nation of Israel is now back in the land since 1948, the year of independence, tells us that the stage is really set for the Lord Jesus to come back for his kingdom.
所以在1948年以色列再一次成为一个独立的国家之后呢就告诉我们万事俱备了耶稣很快就会再来了。
Because when he comes back, first place of stop is Jerusalem, the Mount of Olives. He will step on the Mount of Olives.
因为他再一次回来的时候就会在耶路撒冷在橄榄山上那是他降落的第一个地方。
To restore again the kingdom to Israel.
他会再一次复兴以色列国。
And then Jerusalem will truly become a city of peace.
耶路撒冷就真正的成为一个和平的城市。
Well, you know the meaning of the name Jerusalem, don't you?
大家都知道耶路撒冷的意思吗？
Jerusalem means city of peace.
耶路撒冷就是和平的城市。
But now Jerusalem has no peace.
但是现在在这个城市里却没有和平。
It's really a city of war.
它其实是一个战役的城市。
And when we go for our pilgrimages, we have to go with much prayer. Lord, please keep us safe.
当我们去到以色列的时候，我们要常常的祷告，主啊，请保守我们安全。
But one day, peace will come.
但是有一天和平必会到来。
And it will happen only when the Prince of Peace come down to sit on the throne of his father David to rule Israel, to rule from Jerusalem for 1,000 years.
当有一日那和平的君王到来，在耶路撒冷坐在大卫他父的宝座上来执政的时候呢，世界才能够真正有和平。
And this peace we also will enjoy.
我们也会享受这样的一个和平。
And we will be ruling with Christ for 1,000 years.
我们将会在这一千年、千禧年里与耶稣一同执政。
All of us will have our resurrected body.
我们每一个人将会有这个复活的身体。
And we'll be ruling with Christ for 1,000 years on this rejuvenated and rehabilitated earth.
我们将会在这个重新更新的世界上与耶稣一同作王一千年。
We read this in Revelation chapter 20.
我们可以在启示录第二十章找到这一点。
And in verse 6 we read this, Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. The first resurrection will be experienced and participated by all believers. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years.
在启示录第二十章第六节告诉我们，再头一次复活的有份的，再头一次复活有份的有福了。头一次复活的就是那些相信耶稣的人，圣洁了。第二次的死在他们身上没有权柄，他们必做神和基督的祭司，并要与基督一同作王一千年。
Now there are those who say that this reign of Christ is already right now. It's not future. It's right now. It's a spiritual reign from heaven, not on earth.
有些人说，这耶稣作王一千年，现在已经发生了。不是在地上，是他从天上在属灵方面来执政。
And this reign is a spiritual reign in our hearts.
这样的一个执政是在我们心里来掌管我们。
Yes, although we do not deny that Jesus is reigning from heaven right now and also reigning in our hearts.
当然我们不否认耶稣在天上做王，也在我们心里做我们的王。
Yet there is another aspect of his kingship and kingdom when he must be king and be ruling and reigning on earth.
但是他做王呢，却要是也是要在世界上要做王一千年。
Physically, visibly, gloriously sitting on the throne of his father David, ruling from Jerusalem.
他要在耶路撒冷坐在大卫他父。的宝座上，从那里执政管理整个世界。
And proof of this is found in Revelation chapter 5, verse 10.
我们可以在启示录第五章第十节看到这一点。
In Revelation chapter 5, verse 10, we read, And has made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign where? We shall reign on the earth.An earthly reign of Christ.
启示录第五章第十节，又叫他们成为国民，做祭司归于神，在地上执掌王权，是在地上执掌王权的。
So we don't see this now. We are not ruling. We are being ruled by others.
现在我们还没有看到自己与耶稣一同在地上执掌做王。
But one day we'll be ruling over others.
有一天我们将会有基督作王。
You want to be a politician, a governor, an MP, or even prime minister, do you? How many of you have this aspiration?
你们当中有多少人想要做政治家、做总理或者国会议员的呢？
I suggest you don't do it now.
我建议你不要现在做。
It's a very hard job.
那是很艰辛的一份工作。
I don't envy our prime minister.
我真的不羡慕我们的总理。
You want to rule? You wait until Jesus comes back.
你要做王，你等到耶稣再来。
If you're faithful serving him right now in small things,
你倘若你现在在小事上忠心的话，
he will make you ruler of many things when he comes.
当他再来的时候，他会让你做王在许多的事上。
Maybe he will make you prime minister of Singapore.
他可能会让你做新加坡的总理。
And then, it will be a wonderful time of ruling because Christ is over all and there will be truly peace on earth.
到时候与耶稣一同作王是一件非常美好的事，因为这个世界就真正的有和平了。
And the Bible speaks in many places of this peace on earth when Jesus reigns.
圣经在许多地方都描绘了当耶稣在地上执掌王权的时候呢，地上是如何有平安的。
I just draw your attention to one, which is in Isaiah chapter 2.
我让大家来翻到一处经文，在以赛亚书第二章。
In Isaiah chapter 2.
以赛亚书第二章。
Verse 1 to verse 4.
第一到第四节。
It says here, the word that Isaiah the son of Amos saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem.And it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow unto it. And many people shall go and say, Come, come ye, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. And he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. And he shall judge among the nations, and shall rebuke many people. And they shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more.
以赛亚书第二章第一到第四节。亚摩斯的儿子以赛亚的末世，论到犹大和耶路撒冷，末后的日子，耶和华殿的山必坚立，超乎诸山，高举过于万岭，万民都要流归这山，必有许多国的民前往说，来吧，我们登耶和华的山，奔雅各神的殿，主必将他的道教训我们，我们也要行他的路，因为训诲必出于西安。耶和华的言语必出于耶路撒冷，他必在列国中施行审判，为许多国民断定是非。他们要将刀打成犁头，把枪打成镰刀。这国不举刀攻击那国，他们也不再学习战事。
Jesus will come back for sure. As sure as the resurrection was a fact, you can be very sure the second coming of Christ will be a fact.
耶稣的复活是一个无法否定的事实，他的第二次再来也是一个无法否定的事实。
But before the Lord Jesus comes back, what are we supposed to do?
但是在主再回来之前，我们应当做什么事呢？
We are supposed to work hard for the Lord as His witnesses.
我们要做主的见证，勤劳地为他做工。
In verse 8 we read,But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth.
使徒行传第一章第八节告诉我们，但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。
Continue to be.Active in missions and evangelism.
我们继续的要去做宣教的工作，传福音的工作。
I know this church is a very missions and evangelistic-minded church.
我知道这个教会非常重视宣教和传教的事工。
I know there's a Elder John has just led a team to Myanmar to the New Life Student Center to conduct a VBS.And to evangelize to these students over there.
我们知道约翰长老刚刚带来的团队到缅甸，去那边举行了一系列的家庭儿童查经班。
So continue in this good work of witnessing, missions and evangelism.
我们继续的为主来宣教，来做传福音的工作。
I'm sure when we do this, it will hasten the coming and the return of the Lord.
因为我们这样做的时候呢，会使主更快的再回来。
So we.Have every reason to praise the Lord, for He is risen, He is ascended, and He is returning.
我们有许许多的理由要来感谢主，因为他复活，他升天，他必会再来。
Let us pray.
让我们一同来祷告。
Our Father in heaven, we thank Thee for this good news of Jesus Christ You have given to us.
我们在天上的父，我们感谢你赐下这美好的信息，关乎我们的救主耶稣。
We praise Thee and thank Thee that Jesus died for our sins, and then was buried, and on the third day rose from the dead.
我们感谢赞美你，耶稣为我们的罪
And now we also thank thee that having risen from the dead, he is now ascended to heaven and will come back one day.
我们也要感谢你，他复活，他就升天，并且有一天他会再来。
O Lord, we look forward to this day.
主，我们非常期盼这一天的到来。
The day of our resurrection.
因为那一天将是我们复活的日子。
So Lord, we pray you'll come back soon.
我们祷告主会快来。
And we pray that we will be ready when you return.
我们也祷告，当主再来的时候，我们已经做好准备了。
In Jesus' name we pray.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.